Edge 105 Radio. 9 days have passed since Russia attacked Ukraine. Ukrainians are showing credible resistance, and the president of the country, Volodymyr Zelensky, is showing bravery, cold blood, and leadership skills many could learn from. Anti-war protests are taking place across the globe. I went to one in Poznań, in Midwest Poland. There I spoke to two Ukrainian women, Eugenia and Oksana. How long have you been in Poland? I've been in Poland for a while now. But back in Ukraine, in the eastern Ukraine, there is my mom and my brother fighting in the war. How do you maintain contact with your family? Are they connected at all? Is there electricity or internet? Yes, there is the electricity and the internet, and I use an app. And I use Viber, and I get in touch with my mom every hour to find out how they are. I came here with my friend Julia to support the protest. Have you got any family in Ukraine? Yes, my whole family is in Ukraine. They're safe now. There's no bombarding in the city now. However, back on Wednesday, people had to go into hiding. They went into cellars to protect themselves. My dad, when I called him, and I was begging him to come here. But my dad said he wouldn't. He's never going to leave Ukraine. He's going to protect the family and he's going to fight for Ukraine. I'm very proud of my dad. We're in touch all the time. I am very, very scared. I think of them all the time, and my heart is in Ukraine with my family. Ukrainian women and children are fleeing to Poland. The country has already received over 600,000 people. Ukrainians here in Poland, they are receiving free accommodation either in Polish homes or in specially arranged accommodation spots like hotels, hostels, sanatoriums. Poles have shown unimaginable support. Some have taken up 10 Ukrainians into their houses, 3 mothers and 7 of their children. Collection points have been created in few hours across the whole country. People donate everything that is needed. Clothes, medicine, mattresses, toys, toiletries, you name it. A lot of help is given to the Ukrainians at the border itself. Ordinary Poles get to the border in their cars and simply take the refugees to where they need to get within the country, where a warm bed and a friendly face is waiting for them. Poznań, a city of 700,000 inhabitants, is ready to receive 50,000 of refugees. I spoke to the president of the city of Poznań, Jacek Jaśkowiak, and he said that procedures are being eased out so that children can get to schools easier and people can get jobs much easier. Polonia Club on Chesterton Road in Cambridge was a central donation point and still is. Hundreds of people, not only Poles, brought so much things that at some point their donations had to be stopped as there was no more place to store them. 4 big lorries took the donated clothes, toiletries, toys, blankets, medicines from London with the aim to be delivered in Lviv. Ukrainians are very grateful for the help they have received from Poles. I spoke to Halina, a Ukrainian woman living in Warsaw. We are extremely grateful for the help and the support that it has been providing for the Ukrainians. If it wasn't for Poland, I don't know how things would look like at the border. What would people do? This is amazing. It is expected that Poland will receive up to 3 million refugees, and we're ready. Polish homes are open to accommodate those in need. Charities do not only cater for the needs of people, providing free psychological help, activities for kids, or free bus and train passes, but also help dogs, cats, and horses. Animals from the zoo in Kiev have now been accepted by the zoo in Poznań. For the millions that stayed there to fight, we send whatever we can. And our government is standing up to the job as well. The solidarity and unity seem to be unbreakable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.